For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team, a wild 6-4 win on Friday night. Go for a CCHA sweep tonight, joined by Elias Rosen. Good time for your first one of the year, right?
Yeah, that was a big one, and I've been waiting for it a long time now to kind of get a monkey off my back there. So,
the way the second period ended, any goal that early in the third was going to be a big one, wasn't it?
Yeah, we came into the locker room saying that those two goals should not have happened, so we wanted to come out hard in the third, and we did with one goal, but we got to be better when holding a lead, and that's what we take in for tomorrow.
Last week, visited with Eric Martin after the game on Friday night, and we kind of talked about his progression through his career here and how, as a freshman, he just worried about scoring goals and how now he's worried about making plays. He made a heck of a pass to you. Can you just talk about what you've seen from Marty over the last 3 years?
No, I've seen him develop a lot. He came in kind of young and just pure talent more, and now he's worked into all-around great guy, and he's working hard both offense and defensively, and we need him on the peak every night, so he's been really good for us this year, and he's taking steps.
Were you looking for a pass at that point last night?
Yeah, I think so. Both. I was screaming kind of hard for my both passes there, and then I wanted to get one there, but it was nice that he passed it to me. So,
in a game like that where it doesn't seem like any lead is safe, how difficult is it to just take a deep breath and play and not think about too much?
No, it's just sticking to our basics. I feel like we have given up too many leads now. We said in the period if we take a lead, we're never going to give up a lead again, and we battle through it. And it's just keeping to the simple stuff, getting the puck out, keeping them in front of you, and block shots at the end of the day. And we got that done in the last minute, and we got an empty netter for it, so it was good.
Let's talk about that play, too. Leighton Road, smart play. Carried it to the red line. Don't let a whistle and get another D-zone faceoff, right?
Yeah, that's big. We got some huge blocks there, and we tell everyone right now, like, if we have a one-goal lead, probably not go for it before the red line, but if we have a two-goal lead, probably go for it. And they're smart enough to do that, and I thought he was going to pass to Roscoe, but I guess he wanted to go in by himself. So
I'm all right with that, too. I would anticipate another war here tonight. That's the nature of the beast. We were talking with Caden Pickering at the coach's show, and he goes, this is different for me. He goes, I'm used to playing two different teams in a week. How hard is it that second night when they know everything about you and you know everything about them?
No, it's always a grind. It's going to be a battle all night, and we just have to know that at the end of the day, we just stick to the basics, get some pucks on the net, block shots, and it's going to be a grind. We know them and they know us, but at the end of the day, the team that works the hardest is going to win.
Best of luck.
Thank you.